Looking for some cool stuff for your children's ministry? Well, say no more. We've got some free resources and a great interview with a guest we are sure you will enjoy next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 458, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, how are you today?
I am doing well.
All right.
I'm going to be getting on a plane in a nearby city in a little bit. So, haven't packed yet.
Well, you need to get your act together. You're going to Dallas, right? You're flying into Dallas. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is regarding your sister-in-law's funeral. So sorry you have our condolences for that.
Thank you.
The weather's a little better, I think, in Dallas now than it was
last week.
Yes,
I'm much more excited about going today than I was last week.
Yeah, I bet. All right. Well, our guest today is actually from Texas, and we're going to introduce him. I guess I may as well just go ahead and do that. But we appreciate everybody listening to the Church Solutions Podcast, and we'll just jump into this today. I think it's going to be kind of fun. So our guest has served on ministry staff at Northside Baptist Church. That's in Nolanville, Texas, and he's been there since the summer of 2017. He has served in lots of different areas in ministry, such as missions, media, youth ministry, children's ministries. He's also the creator of the Children's Bible Broadcast, and that's what we're going to talk about today. He's married to his wife, Darlene. They got three kids, and welcome everybody to the Church Solutions Podcast, and Jacob Balakitsis. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Balakitsis. I'm so impressed.
So Steve doesn't know that, but he didn't. I actually asked Jacob this before we started the recording, but that's Greek, and we were making jokes about Greek. But you families comes from a place that's referenced in the Bible.
It is, yes. Acts chapter 20. The Bible says that Paul sailed past Chios, and that's the island that my grandfather came from.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. All right. Well, good deal. All right. Well, we won't get into the Greek stuff. I took Greek in college. You did as well. And we both didn't. Sounds like we both didn't really appreciate it or like it, I guess. I just didn't like it.
What you need, Phil, is a tough name to pronounce because you nailed it.
Well, I did because he helped me a little bit. But I did look at it earlier and I kind of thought, okay, I was pretty close to it. So anyhow, we're glad to have you on here, Jacob. Thanks so much for being on the Church Solutions Podcast.
Glad to be here.
All right. So the way this usually works is Steve and I ask questions. I usually kind of let Steve drive us a little bit and then I'll just kind of jump in occasionally and keep him on course. That's kind of a joke, but... So anyhow, Steve, why don't you talk to Jacob a little bit? I'm really excited about what these guys are doing here, and I'll let you just go ahead and ask the first question.
I got to jump in. I'm a native Texan. Actually went to the University of Texas many moons ago, graduated from there. And Nolanville sounds really familiar, but I'm not sure. Where is it in relative to?
It is right outside of Killeen.
Okay.
If you're familiar with Fort Hood, now it's known as Fort Cavazos.
Yes.
We're right down the street from that.
I went to school in Austin, and I was a big and still am kind of a big muscle car guy. And they had Fort Hood hosted some drag races. And I went there and took my car with a buddy of mine. And we drag raced on Fort Hood. So it's like less than a couple hours from Austin, I thought, right?
Yeah, it's probably right about an hour north.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. So you're involved with, you've created some children's ministry content. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, the Children's Bible Broadcast, it's a ministry that teaches Bible truths to children in a fun and engaging way. As far as the content itself, you could almost think kind of like Blue's Clues, where you have a background, animated background type thing with a person there in front of a green screen. And so that's the idea behind it. But we have Bible memory verses, there's scripture songs, there's missionary stories. We have a Bible lesson. And most importantly, we try to include the gospel in every episode. So it's teaching children the truth. You know, there's lessons on forgiveness. There's lessons on patience, certain character qualities. We go through Bible characters, the life of Joseph or the life of Esther in the Bible. And it's all geared to teach children the Word of God. And there's so much content or media out today that is designed for children, but it's not necessarily edifying. It's not a help to them. And so many young people, I mean, just going through Walmart or a store, will see people and their children have tablets watching. And so we're seeking to provide Christian resources for families. And yes, sir.
You know, the children's ministry. But what really motivated you guys to do this with video?
Well, it started about 4 years ago. A lot of things changed for a lot of people. And we ended up having online services in 2020 for a while. It was just a short period of time. But when we switched to those online services, our pastor asked me, I'd just taken over working with children. I did media as well, but I just started working with the children's ministries. And he said, would you be able to do some type of video for children on Sunday morning? We have the live stream, but I wish we had something for children. And so I had just gotten a green screen. I'd never used it before, didn't know anything about it, and got a few of the different children's ministry workers together and said, hey, let's do children's, essentially a service that we would do in children's church. And so we recorded it and put it together, and the children loved it. And I don't know why we didn't say when we started it, welcome to Northside Baptist Church Children's Church Program, but we called it Welcome to the Children's Bible Broadcast. And that's been the name it's been called ever since. We did it throughout the year of 2020, and we recorded three seasons. But now we're currently in the middle of season four, and we're planning to be putting more content on this as time goes by.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So I remember when we got our first green screen, not at our church, but at my house, and we were not very good at it.
Yeah, there was definitely a learning curve in regards to that.
Yeah. So you mentioned Blue's Clues at the beginning, and I have grandkids, and so I've sat through a few episodes of Blue's Clues, and it's got a combination of like the cartoon characters going on, and they're interfacing with the people. Is that the same kind of format, or is it just the background, or tell me about it.
It's right now, it's just the background. We have looked into trying to put some computer animation involved in there. There's a few of the videos that have an animated background, but it's very limited just in what we're able to do at the current time. So most of the time, the background will be stationary, but there are times where it's more involved than that. There's times where we can have duplicates, the power of modern technology. There can be two of me at times on the screen. And so we've played around with a few things like that, just trying to make it engaging for the children, you know, to make it as exciting as possible, but still stick to the main message.
So this must have been a big challenge for you guys. I mean, it's enough to come up with material for the Sunday school, and now you've got material that's available for both your Sunday school, and I guess you offer it to other churches as well. Is that right?
Yes. Part of the reasoning for that is we put this together, and the same amount of work is going to go into it, whether one child in our church watches it or 10,000 children watch it. And so if we're putting the work in, we're already making it, we want to make it available to everybody. So there's no cost to it. We've tried to take our name out of everything so that any church can come in and they're welcome to put their information on it and use it as if it's their ministry at their church.
It's really cool. Let me, if I'm a pastor listening to this thing, and by the way, I really feel like I'm underdressed today. If you're watching this on video, Jacob,
I have to fit my theme.
In a nice suit and tie, but I digress. So now look, you already just said this is available for other churches, but let me back up the tape a little bit and say, okay, maybe I'm a pastor or a tech guy listening to this podcast, which is kind of our audience. And this sounds like something maybe we could do. I know it's probably a long process to describe how you did it, but it's probably a challenge. You mentioned it was a challenge at the beginning. What kind of equipment did you need and do you use? And, you know, how's it come together?
Yes, it It was a bit of a challenge. I would say that it sounded and appeared much more difficult than it actually was. I will say that. The equipment we had, someone had given us a entry-level, cheap DSLR camera. And so we set it up on a tripod that we had and used one of our normal classrooms. We put all the chairs against the wall and tables against the walls and set up the green screen and just recorded a video. iMovie, we have a Mac, and so it had iMovie on it for video editing. And it has a very useful feature, which is essentially auto green screen. And it will detect all the green, and it will remove the green for you. So there's very little talent involved. It's very nice. For me, it was very nice. But it was not very difficult. iMovie is a free software on Apple computers. And so I used iMovie and recorded with a camera that someone had given us a few years before that had been sitting in a drawer. And that was my main resources. We had a little microphone that we ordered off Amazon for, I think, less than $100. And that was our entire setup.
So you mentioned you're in character. What's your character?
I'm just known in the broadcast necessarily as Brother Jacob. But I think it started out, I had a jacket that I left here for recording during COVID. And so I used the same jacket in a lot of the episodes, and it got to the point where now I just always wear a blue suit in every episode. So that's kind of my uniform at this point. Other people's uniforms change. The clothes that they wear will change in the broadcast, but I'm always wearing a blue suit. The ties change, but the suit doesn't.
You're much too young, but when I was the age of your audience, there was Mr. Green Jeans and Captain Kangaroo, right? So you're Mr. Blue Suit.
Yeah, essentially.
Do you have a different personality when you're on camera, or is it?
For the most part, I'm myself, but there is a, when I have my alter ego come up, a lot of the children around here that watch it, they call it my evil twin. And he's always getting into trouble, always causing mischief at the beginning of an episode.
Yeah. That's how you incorporated you mentioned you had two versions of yourself. And so you've got, as I assume that your evil twin is, what's his name?
He doesn't necessarily have a name. We haven't gotten to that point yet. We'll see if his name comes up at some point. We've had a few different children give me ideas for what his name should be. I think somebody said Cooter at one point, but a true Texas name. But so far we haven't officially named him.
I have two personalities as well when I go off my medication.
Phil's a part-time comedian, so for sure. So what I was getting at was that I've been a part of children's ministry for a long time. When my kids were younger, I was the volunteer, and we would, and the prep would be, it may take an hour a week, you know, to go through the lesson and go, I got to go find some craft stuff and pull these things in, maybe a couple hours a week, you know, to do the prep. I would think if I'm in charge of creating a video production, I've got to write a script. I've got to figure out a story. Well, I got to figure out a story, figure out the lesson, figure out a script, create a plot. Set up camera. I mean, your job. I mean, it's pretty amazing that your senior pastor said, "Hey, can you make some video for the kids?" And you said, "Oh, sure." Has it been overwhelming, or how have you managed?
At times, it can definitely make the schedule busier. As far as organizing, I guess it forces you to plan ahead, which is not always a bad thing. It can be challenging, but it definitely has its benefits. You can plan the lessons out. One of the beauties of video is if you're not fully prepared, if you did it in a children's ministry live in front of kids, you do your lesson or you do your object lesson or your experiment, and you weren't prepared, it's in front of everybody. Okay. The nice thing about video is you can stop the camera, go back and start over, and none of the children know because they only see the finished product. So you can definitely put your best foot forward in a video if you have patience. There's times, you know, I'll record the same thing 8 times, you know, but you get it right.
Yeah. So you're still making material. You have, you know, the next month's worth set up, or what's that look like?
Right now, we've had a few things that have come up with the holidays with this season, and we had some recent family things that came up. There's a death in the family we traveled for. So right now, I'm about one episode ahead, which is not where I'd like to be. But we're currently posting an episode every other Friday, and if we were able to plan ahead, I'd love to see a little bit more of a buffer to where we could do it every week. But right now, just with recording, it helps us mostly to stay about every other week with an episode.
Yeah. How long are the episodes? Each episode, how long is it usually?
The episodes can vary. I would say most seasons, the episode is probably a little over 30 minutes long per episode. We have a virtual vacation Bible school series, and those I'd say are a little over an hour each, just because they have a little bit more in them as episodes. But most videos are a little over 30 minutes.
So, and how long does it take you? I'm sorry, Steve, I'm stepping on you. One of these days we'll get this right. We've only been doing it for decades. So for a typical 30 minute episode, how much time do you put into that? I mean, is it take you 2 hours to do 30 minutes or longer or less?
I would say all told, it's going to take considerably more than that. The editing isn't terrible with the amount of editing that takes place, but there is a good bit with the recording and scheduling people. So throughout the week, we have people come in and they'll record their different individual parts. And one thing that we try to do is record multiple episodes at a time. So if we have a person that comes in and do songs, well, hey, while you're here, let's plan ahead and let's get, you know, 5 or 6 songs all recorded, and we'll have several of them to choose from as time goes on.
So how many writers are there? Is that...
Most of the planning is done between my wife and I with the children's ministry as far as the themes and things like that. The object lessons, we have the lady who does the object lessons. She works with us on those, and she does a wonderful job with those object lessons.
So is there a catalog of lessons that you've done? I mean, if I'm a church out there and I go, wow, this is great, especially if, you know, all of a sudden my Sunday school teacher is unavailable, I got to cover real quick. Would I be able to say, and we're going over forgiveness, you know, or whatever at our church, are they things cataloged, or, and can you pick and choose, or how would it work if I was a church that wanted to leverage what you guys have done?
Well, there's not necessarily a catalog per se of all the episodes, but the episodes can all be found on the website, and the titles are listed under them. So if you were to go to childrensbiblebroadcast.net, which is the name of the website, all the seasons are listed there. But when you click on a season, you're able to view the entire season as a whole. So there would be 20 episodes for season one. And so you'd be able to look through and see the title of each episode. And most of the early ones, we were doing the life of a specific Bible character. And so you were able to see those in laid out throughout those lessons. This season 4 right now is where we're doing different character qualities or different virtues and things like that. You see, there's a few of those that we're having remastered currently on season 1. But season 2 and season 3 are both entirely up, as well as season 4 we're in the middle of right now. And so on the side, you can select them, and that makes it easy to access. But there's other ways where you can access them too. I think the most recent episode always shows up at the bottom of the homepage and things like that.
And can I just download them right from the website?
I believe they're available for download if they need to be downloaded. They're all uploaded on there through Vimeo, but download is available. And then a lot of people just stream it directly from the website, depending on what availability you have with computers at your own church, things like that.
Okay. That's great. If I was still teaching, I'd be able to go, like I said, we're talking on forgiveness. I could go through, find an appropriate one, preview it before Sunday. And then is there supplemental crafts and things like that that would go with a video, or is it these pretty much standalone, or how's that work?
We do our best to have a handout with every episode. So there is a downloadable activity sheet for every episode for the students. It has a coloring sheet on the back. It has activities on the front with the Bible memory verse. And then there's a number of crafts with like the Vacation Bible School series. So that will have crafts that they can do at home to follow along with the video itself.
So I should ask this up front, what's the target age?
This would be elementary age. So we have children, 2 and 3 years old that watch it, but we typically, with the discussion and the length of time for some of the Bible lessons, it goes a little bit longer. So we would put it as probably first through sixth grade.
Not to be a negative Norman here, I've always found that whenever you do something, step out and do something, there's sometimes resistance. I mean, have you encountered any resistance to this because of what you're doing with video?
As far as the resistance, I wouldn't say that we've had much just because of the circumstances when we started. Most people were very open to that. There may be some people who would say, well, you should have church. You shouldn't have it recorded. I think people understood at the time the circumstances. And we did start having full services. We don't necessarily promote this as a replacement for attending church services. In fact, that's not our goal in any of it. There's average child watches 4 to 5 hours of media per day. And so I think there's definitely not a lot of competition there. I would love to see other churches doing this. I mean, if we were not the only one, if we had 5 other places putting out stuff even better than ours, I would love it. I would absolutely love it. It's not a competition. So we're not competing with people and we're giving it away. Because of that, most people, I think, are very understanding.
Yeah. So actually, my home church, Phil used to be on staff many moons ago, has been doing something over the past years they call One Voice. And the bulk of the work is speaking for them, is in creating the children's content for them. And so they went the route of having adults with puppets. And so they've got some, have you guys incorporated anything other than the adults or?
We have not incorporated anything with puppets. I have talked to some of our teenagers about that because we are wanting to do with our youth ministry, have them train with puppets. We were recently given a number of probably 30 different puppets. And so it's something we've looked into, but currently we haven't made any plans to do that. But I think it would be a wonderful addition. Any media outlet that enables you to interact with children, they're going to love.
Yeah.
And so the more variety you have, it's the more opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know that you mentioned that you're just, are you the editor? Is there other editors? So I know that the guys around at our church had developed these skills kind of like you, but they have a team, and this guy is the most of the editing. This guy writes most of the scripts. This one's the on-camera guy. Do you have a team helping you out?
I would love to have a team to help me out. Currently, it is mostly me for most of the editing and things like that. I'm kind of the designated video media person at our church. And so if there's not somebody else who knows how to do it, then that usually means that it's something that falls on me. So, which is wonderful. I love the opportunity. I really do. I enjoy it. And so it's almost, if I could choose one thing to do just on the side as a hobby, this would be it. So I really do it out of enjoyment as much as I do it because it needs to be done.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. All right. So we've been speaking with Jacob Balukitsis, and sorry I stumbled through that again, but we have a few more times. I'll maybe get it right. But Jacob is the guy here. Now, let's just review. I know you mentioned this, but again, where can people go to see this and how can people get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, they can go to the website, childrensbiblebroadcast.net. That lists all of the videos. Everything there is designed for people to be able to make use of right off the website. There's no mention of our church. There's no mention of our ministry other than the broadcast itself there. That's on purpose. We currently have about 10 different churches that use this as a branch, an extension of their children's ministry. Some of them use it as a Wednesday night discipleship program for children. Some of them, they give it out through their bus ministry or through their children's ministry to take home as a resource. And a number of them, there's a section on our website that is called the Pastor's Zone. And that's really geared towards churches and informing pastors of the resources that they have. And if a pastor goes there, they can download our logos. They can download the graphics of the different characters, and they can put it on their own material. So if they have a brochure they give out each week to children, they can download the QR codes and the logos and put it right on the back of their brochure that they already produce and make it as if it's, hey, the Children's Bible Broadcast is a part of my church, wherever that is. And so there's a number of churches that have done that. There is a company as well, FaithWorks Media, and they've partnered with us to produce invite cards, business card sizes and postcard sizes, and churches can get those and put their own church information on it. And it's essentially done at profit or at the cost. So that ministry is happy to provide them. We don't make any money off of that. It's just a resource for churches if they need a media production company to make that for them. And as far as reaching out, our email is questions@childrensbiblebroadcast.net. People can also reach out to us at info@childrensbiblebroadcast.net.
And money. People, now you're making this free, right?
We are. Yes, sir.
Can people donate? You know, how's that work?
Yes, sir. They're welcome if they'd like to reach out through our email to reach out to us. There are ways where we can, we'd be happy to work that out. Currently, we don't accept money for the broadcast itself. We've strictly done this out of our own church has made it a missions project. And so our missions program funds the entire thing. So it's done through missions at our church.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Okay. Well, we're out of time here. Jacob, thank you so much for your time today. We really do appreciate what you're doing too.
Praise the Lord. We're excited about the message. We know God's given us the gospel to share with the world. And so our goal is just where we're trying to reach as many people as possible.
That's tremendous. I'm sure many people will be interested in this. And if you missed all that information, you can always reach out to us at support@streamingchurch.tv. That's who we are, streamingchurch.tv. We have a lot of things going on. One of those is a webinar coming up, actually January 21st. So if you happen to hear this podcast before January 21st, you can sign up for our free webinar. It's going to be three ways you can stream with ProPresenter. And we have Paul Allen Clifford is going to be a big part of that. He's an expert at ProPresenter. So if you're interested in streaming with ProPresenter or just want to know a little more about it, you can sign up for free at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And even if you can't make the webinar, you'll get the recording. So you'll win either way. So be sure and sign up for that. You know, we've got a lot of things going on here at streamingchurch.tv, a lot of resources. So we'd love it if you were to take a look at what we're doing. All right. So again, thank you, Jacob. And thank you, Steve.
Glad to be here.
And thank you, Michael, behind the scenes. And thank you, folks, for listening or watching the Church Solutions Podcast. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode.